Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria is sizzling at 36 degrees today. Johannesburg 33. Tineen 38. Emma Hlani 32. We start in the northwest, where the ANC is mourning the death of one of its members and former mayor of the Maripeng local municipality, Justina Mutibe. Mutibe died in a car crash near Hartbeespoort on Thursday. The party's provincial secretary announced her death in a statement, as Masechaba Sefularo reports.
The ANC's provincial secretary in the northwest, Louis de Ramelo, has lauded the late Justina Mutibe as a true servant of the people whose life could be characterized as that of a true revolutionary. Mutibe was elected mayor of the Maripeng local municipality in 2011, but was later suspended by her own party following violent service delivery protests. Despite this, she stayed on as mayor until she was formally removed from office through a motion of no confidence in 2021. De Ramelo sent his condolences to Mutibe's family, adding that details of her funeral would be shared once consultations with the family had been concluded. Masechaba Sefularo for Jacaranda FM News.
Eskom says it's achieved a significant milestone in operational efficiency. This has resulted in the power utility moving a step closer to its goal of a 70% energy availability factor by the end of March next year. Here's Eskom spokesperson Daphne Mukwena.
The last time Eskom reached a comparable UCLF milestone was 4 years ago. This achievement follows Eskom's recent milestone of delivering the longest stretch of uninterrupted power supply in 5 years. Reaching day 206 of load shedding suspension on Saturday, 19 October.
Action SA will formally write to the National Director of Public Prosecution, Shamla Batoy, to review the decision to withdraw corruption charges against former Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture, Zisi Kodwa. Kodwa was accused of accepting a 1.6 million rand bribe in exchange for influencing the awarding of lucrative government contracts. Action SA's Athol Trollope says the party will request a record of the decision.
When the investigation is done, we are going to call for the information that has now apparently come to light to be made public so that the South African public can know what is going on with the NPA and their inability or reluctance to prosecute state capture cases.
The Public Servants Association says it's deeply concerned about death threats made against labour inspectors in Mpumalanga. These threats come as inspectors work to enforce compliance with labour laws in the province. The association's Flip van der Walt calls for immediate action.
Currently, some of the inspectors are still undergoing medical treatment for stress and depression and anxiety attacks, and the employer is doing nothing about this to assist these employees.
And we end off in the U.S., where the governor of Washington State has said he's activating members of the National Guard to be on standby in case of violence surrounding the upcoming election. Governor Jay Inslee said he made the decision after he received information and concerns regarding potential violence. The order is set to go into effect on Monday. I'm Chanel September 8 with Nes de Eer. The ANC in Noordwest said sy medelee uitgespreek oor die dood van voormalige burgemeester van die Maripeng plaaslike munisipaliteit, Justina Mutibe.
Jacaranda.
Jacaranda.
Go! Jacaranda FM. This is the CTM Top 40.
Baby.
With Danny Painter. CTM proud sponsor of the CTM Top 40. CTM. Big savings, more style. Now. From the station that plays more music you love, our weekly countdown has just got more. 20 songs more. On the CTM Top 40. Danny, tell them.
It is a scorching day and it is a scorching Top 40. Is there going to be a new number one? Billie Eilish has been number one for 2 weeks in a row. Sad, sad, sad Billie Eilish. Is she going to take a third week? It is entirely up to you. I don't know. 0848500942. Steve for my awards cup and Steve for my, who do you think is going to be number one? Because your vote matters. You can do that on jacarandafm.com. Click the hearts if you dig it and the broken one if you don't.